100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. And celebrating. Yay! The grand move of the Shaunakee Library in Second Life to Nowhereville. I hope y'all are having a good time while I'm a little busy with something, but I'll try to drop by when I can. Anyway, the topic for to celebrate this occasion is a pick two. A new beginning, library, Ireland, storyteller, friends, and home. So, what did we come up with? Let's find out. Maybe there'll be a little someone special sneaking into there, huh? Listen up. It's story time.
Good morning, good people. Rick Thomas here. My offering for this week's Pick 2 Weekly Challenge is a little drabble called Riding the Pine. 98 years old. Born in Hughesville, and would die here soon enough. Never really left. Small town, mostly farmers, back then and now. At 98, friends, neighbors, most everyone you knew dead and gone. Life gets lonely. Harry liked to sit in the park and talk with whoever would stop to listen. And Harry's stories made it worthwhile. Harry had a story for every street, every store, every vacant lot in town. Knew most everyone's grandparents when they were little kids. Born for this, sitting on a wooden bench, telling these stories, had always been his destiny. A valued community treasure.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for the pick two, I've chosen A New Beginning and Storyteller, and the story's called The Storyteller. The storyteller gazed at us in the firelight, smiled, and eased himself into a more comfortable position. We waited expectantly, hoping that, just for once, he'd give us something decent. Something with a different ending that didn't have the dragon being defeated, the hero marrying the girl, and everybody living happily ever after. But, as always, it wasn't to be. You see, our storyteller would simply recycle the same old tale with the same old characters and same outcomes time after time. He would never give us a surprise ending. Always the same old story, but with a new beginning. Okay, hopefully mine wasn't the same old story, but you can be the judge of that. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. It's 108 degrees. It could be hotter. Probably will. So my story this evening is called Something. Something. Possibly an Irish tale. That's not bad. I went to visit my ancestral home in Ireland. Story goes, my Irish forefathers were doctors to the Munster Kings. Not the TV family. The kick-ass warriors of Central Ireland. It is so far south in Cork, you damn near fall off the island. Which is just where the structure was moving towards. What the home lacked in a roof, it made up in walls. Stone laced with thick berries. The berries were winning. Folk in the village said no one had lived on the land for nearly a century. Still, it's where I came from, but not likely where I would end. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. There's a new episode out this week, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 750, with a pick to challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert realized he didn't like the old man. "What do you mean, Linolia Amanda's not important? She's my only friend." The man didn't gain any points when he said, "Consider it a chance to start over. Make new friends." Bilbert headed toward the car and the supervillains. "Where are you going?" his mother asked. "I'm getting Linolia Amanda and taking her home." Bilbert dove forward and flew, skimming, inches above the asphalt of the parking lot. He circled around behind the villains, shot forward, and scooped up Linolia Amanda, carrying her quickly up into the air. She hugged Bilbert tightly and kissed him. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
My circle of friends like to get together for the occasional evening of board games, and, being somewhat obsessive, we like to dress up and make things as realistic as possible. So, for snakes and ladders, everyone brought candy snakes and wore ladder tights. For Monopoly, we all got blinged up, smoked cigars, and drank champagne. And for Mousetrap, we ate cheese and played using sugar mice instead of counters. This week, we're playing Cluedo. I won't tell you who the victim's going to be, but I've already prepared a hefty length of lead pipe, safely stashed in the library.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The deal included shipping the stuff across the ocean and delivering it safely. But the stuff wasn't delivered. "What's going on? You don't know where Hong Kong is?" He got off the phone and, there he was, the ship. Empty. "Where's the stuff? It's worth millions." No one knew. The source did. They were testing everyone's loyalty. Hong Kong didn't like it. Updated offer. Incoming delivery. Free. A new crew had to be hired because heads were removed from their respective bodies and shipped back. "Now, send us the stuff. Hong Kong has more brilliant ideas." "Yes, we do." And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, Lawrence. And hello, everybody. This is Caledonia Sky Tower from Shaanxi Library. We are so excited because today we're opening our new main branch of the Shaanxi Library in Second Life. At Nowhereville, and we're doing it because of Lawrence and Lawrence's generosity. And so I have taken up the weekly challenge. I haven't done it in a while. I love writing 100-word stories. I've missed it. And I've written a 100-word story especially for today's dedication, and I have to apologize. Lawrence, I didn't stick to two, I think. I have five out of your list, maybe four. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll let you all count as I read it. Here it is, Shaughnessy Sunday by Caledonia Sky Tower. Something rustled in the trees like an incantation, a voice pregnant with speech. "Who's there?" I thought, rather than asked aloud. "I'm here," murmured the reply. "The news has reached me. It's in the wind." I marveled at the instinct that triggered this message. What news? "Not all those who wander are lost," the poem says. "Well, we have a place for you. Come home and be welcomed." The storytellers speak of fresh starts. Library volumes add to their veracity. It was time. So we did. And thanks to a friend, a new beginning rose on the dawn horizon. And that's my 100-word story, Shaughnessy Sunday, for September 6th, 2020. Well, September 6th, what day is it anyway? if you want to learn more about Shaughnessy Library and Second Life, where we've been sharing stories live for over 12 years, visit www.shaughnessylibrary.com. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Lawrence Simon. You're the best.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I remember my first library card. It was paper with a metal plate with some kind of code they'd crimp into the book slip. Over time, they got barcodes and a magnetic strip and those RFID chips like credit cards. In college, I used my student ID for that and my meal plan. More for my meal plan than the library, to be honest. Now I just sign in from home and download a temporary digital book or movie. I don't even know where the library is anymore. They need to keep some real books or computers or stuff somewhere, right?
And there you have it. All these stories about the Pick Two topics, celebrating the move of Shaughnessy Library, the renewal of Shaughnessy Library, the... just... I should write down a script for these so that I can remember what all I wanted to say, but... that takes effort. Congratulations, Caledonia. Enjoy your new home, and hopefully this is for a long, 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 long time. Long time. Very long time. The topic for the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is camp. I hope you've enjoyed being a part of this one, and continue to enjoy being a part of future ones. Invite your friends, invite your pets. I would love to have nothing more than a 5-minute MP3 of arf, 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 arf. But then again, that probably means that it's just copied from a camera inside your home as your dog's barking at a burglar but not really doing anything at it. So maybe I'll think twice about that. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.